Everybody, this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Front Lines, your national movement building show. The segment of the show is called Revolutionary Rhythms, and we want to bring music into Voices from the Front Lines because the revolution is a lot about music, and we don't just want to be a talk show. Life is not completely through talk. And one of the types of songs I particularly love are gospel-rooted deep soul music. A lot, I'm realizing, with women singers, a lot of the lyrics don't have to be revolutionary. It's not like, when I saw your face, I wanted to smash the state. Black music, coming out of the African experience, coming out of the slave experience, it's revolutionary by its very soul. That's why they call it soul music. And the lyrics, which are generally constructive and positive and or talking about people's real problems with Billie Holiday, are part of the culture of resistance, but also the culture of black affirmation of the beautiful skill. I remember when I was 9 and my dad took me to Philadelphia, and we went to see a man named Eugene Wayman Jones, and I went to my first cotillion, and a cotillion was a, I don't know, kind of a high-end black cultural program, which there were big booths from people from all over Africa. It was, everybody got real dressed up. It was a 3-day thing. And I was this, you know, Jewish kid from Long Island. I'd never been in an all-black context. And I spent 3 days there. And the music, to see gospel music and to see a gospel choir, the first time I heard it, I said, oh my God, that is somehow music in my soul. That's the most wonderful music I've ever heard. And it still is. So in that context, I think that there are just some wonderful women, black women, soul balladeers. I mean, obviously, I love Aretha Franklin. I particularly love the Aretha Franklin and Reverend James Cleveland album. That's just wonderful to me. Of course, everything Nina Simone does, and you hear it on the show a lot. Patti LaBelle, who I super love, Dionne Warwick, Mavis Staples. So that's sort of the tradition I come out of. I should say that's maybe my strong suit of my musical taste. So in that context, I was in my car the other day, and I found an album, I don't know, a CD where, I don't know where I got it from. It's been in my car for 5 years, but I never played it. It's called The Phenomenal Ruthie Foster, obviously with a singer named Ruthie Foster. You can Google and figure out all the things about her, but in listening to her, I love the deep, soulful gospel orientation. And there was a particular song she was playing called Harder Than the Fall. And I was listening to it. It was very eerie. And I said, you know, what does this remind me of? It reminded me of a song called I Can't Stop the Rain by Ann Peebles. I first heard that song in 1974. It's when I first met my wife, Leanne Hurst Mann. That was one of the songs of our courtship in our early years. Play it all the time. Used to play it all the time. So, with all that framing, I'm just going to play two songs back to back with no more commentary. It'll speak for itself. Two wonderful songs that you just listen to on their own terms. We're going to start with Ann Peebles, I Can't Stop the Rain, and that's also the name of the album. Then we're going to just go right to Ruthie Foster, Harder Than the Fall, from the Phenomenal Ruthie Foster CD.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Just one sound.
be harder than I thought. The cost is gonna be higher than I bargained for. The sun sets on another day, but the hurt won't fade away. Back up is harder than the fall.
So, hey, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm so glad we got Ruthie Foster in just before we ended. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines.
And now, the end is near. And so I got to face the final curtain. Friends, I'll say it clear and state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful footstep along the byway, yeah.